Hello, Flossie baby.
Hello, Carl.
This is your happy husband tonight, the first day of December, and feeling very, very chipper, very good, very happy, and glad to be alive and glad to be loved by someone like you. Glad to get things like I got today, a nice tape from Charlie and two nice letters. I haven't had any mail for 3 or 4 days, and I figured, well, my baby is sort of holding off, waiting until I get home. She'll tell me all about it. But tonight, here come two nice letters. One was held up quite a while. One you wrote on send mailed on the 24th. And the other one that you mailed on the 27th, which came the same time, 3 days after you mailed it, and this tape was mailed on the 23rd that Charlie made and tried to get you gals to talk. Now, that's the strangest damn thing I ever heard of, you gals not even sticking your face in front of that microphone and saying, hello, Carl, how are you? Hope you're fine, and we feel the same. What's so hard about doing that? My goodness sakes, why don't you write something down for Kirsten like they use cue cards and just say, Kirsten, read that and put this thing in front of you and read it. Hello, Carl, how are you? How simple it would have been to have heard the voice instead of all that kicking around in the back, like talking around in the background while Charlie was trying to sneak in some, it's just something that you'd say, and he left the mic on. And he wasn't even successful at that. Well, I'm going to get both of you when I get back there, so just remember that old Santa Claus was listening. And if you don't want to talk to him, why, he ain't going to bring you no gifts. That's all I can say. But I certainly did enjoy the tape from Charlie. And as he says, it takes a little practice to keep some of your personal habits out of these conversations. I know I had I have had a habit of uhing and awing around and saying however and a lot of things like that. And one time I noticed I was doing a lot of teeth clicking and tongue twisting and making odd noises that like I'm smacking my lips. Kind of embarrassing when you listen to them for a while, but you soon learn to not to do those things after you listen to a tape now and then, and you soon learn that it's easy just to keep talking and saying something. Since the tape is running all the time, there's no need to letting her go by, because there's a half an hour of good conversation there to give to whoever's listening on the other side. Charlie, I certainly did appreciate all the news about the real estate business and the outfit you're working for. Mentioning the people that you did, that's one of the things that I, well, you just don't hear about here. Florence hasn't written about the people. She never gets to see them, and I'm kind of curious about who's making it and who's having a tough time. Some of the people that I knew and worked with in the business, I don't remember a lot of the people that wasn't directly associated with Faith, but because for some reason or other I'm not very sociable, and I never went out of my way a heck of a lot to be with any of those guys that was in other companies, except the few that went out of their way to be friends or had personalities that sort of slopped over into my life. But it's very interesting to just to know how the business is going, how the prospects look for the future, and I'm real encouraged at your confidence and at your suggestion to not to continue on in this game. Actually, I'm not discouraged with what's going on, but there is a rather a competitive area that suited me all right, as long as it was strictly civilian. But they threw me into an organization in my absence, mind you. They set up an organization and was advised by the military mostly, which put me second in command of my activity and under a lieutenant colonel, now a major in the Army, who knows a good deal. They're good hustlers. These guys are on the ball, but they operate from the military point of view, which is either you do it or else. And there's another point of view that has to be taken into consideration when you're dealing with the Vietnamese. These guys are mostly, let's kill them and get them out of the way and give this over to the good guys. Not quite that strong, but the attitude is either you do it or we'll get somebody that does do it. And the hard part is that you don't find somebody that does do it. We haven't been able to too much. However, I don't like to be under some of these people. I had the outfit running pretty good, and I had some suitable help for me. And when I come back, I was being second dog. I didn't even have the word about. To say about a lot of things, although they kept telling me, "Yeah, you're in charge of this and that. You run this and that." But when I went to go to run this and that, I've got to get up and carry my own messages and well, anyway, it didn't suit me, and I suddenly changed my mind about staying on. Then there was another thing that made me discouraged. I was recommended very highly and with a lot of sincerity from the previous PSA for an advancement to the next step up, which was a pretty good thing, like going from major to lieutenant colonel. And damned if they didn't turn me down because there wasn't a billet here that I was filling that called for the grade of a 4, and damned if after they turned down, if they didn't come through in a couple of months and set up the billet. But I'd gone clear through the work of getting a recommendation from a previous PSA, and when I got in a second in command here, this guy, the present one, the present senior advisor, I think has a little more reservation about recommending me for that rate. Or that rating. However, it doesn't matter too much because I'm sort of saving my money anyway and putting a little away in stocks, and my stocks have gone up pretty good, and Florence and I have got it made. We're doing real good. I don't know, but when I get back, I think if she wants to, we'll just... she'll quit working, although I'm afraid to have her not work. I might have trouble on my hands. She might.